1 Kings. Chapter 1. Now King David was old and advanced in years, and they covered him with clothes, but he couldn't keep warm. Therefore his servants said to him, "Let there be sought for my lord the king a young virgin, and let her attend the king, and care for him, and let her lie in your bosom, that my lord the king may keep warm." So they sought for a beautiful young woman throughout all the borders of Israel, and found Abishag the Shunammite, and brought her to the king. The young woman was very beautiful, and she became the king's attendant and served him, but the king did not know her intimately. Then Adonijah the son of Haggith exalted himself, saying, "I will be king." So he prepared for himself chariots and horsemen, and 50 men to run before him. His father had never scolded him at any time by saying, "Why have you done so?" And he was also a very handsome man, and he was born after Absalom. And he conferred with Joab the son of Zeruiah, and with Abiathar the priest. And they followed Adonijah and helped him. But Zadok the priest, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and Nathan the prophet, and Shimei, and Rei, and the mighty men who belonged to David, were not with Adonijah. And Adonijah sacrificed sheep and oxen and fatlings by the stone of Zoheleth, which is near Enrogel, and he called all his brothers, the king's sons, and all the men of Judah, the king's servants, but he did not invite Nathan the prophet, or Benaiah, or the mighty men, or his brother Solomon. Then Nathan spoke to Bathsheba the mother of Solomon, saying, "Haven't you heard that Adonijah the son of Haggith reigns, and David our lord doesn't know it? Now therefore come, please let me give you advice, that you may save your own life, and the life of your son Solomon. Go in to King David, and tell him, 'Did you not, my lord, king, swear to your handmaid, saying, surely Solomon your son shall be king after me, and he shall sit on my throne? Why then does Adonijah reign? And look, while you are still there speaking with the king, I also will come in after you and confirm your words.'" Bathsheba went into the king into the room. The king was very old, and Abishag the Shunammite was attending to the king. Bathsheba bowed, and showed respect to the king. The king said, "What would you like?" And she said to him, "My lord, you swore by the Lord your God to your handmaid, 'Assuredly Solomon your son shall be king after me, and he shall sit on my throne.' Now, look, Adonijah reigns, and you, my lord the king, do not know it. And he has sacrificed many oxen and fatlings and sheep, and has invited all the sons of the king, and Abiathar the priest, and Joab the commander of the army, but he hasn't invited Solomon your servant. And as for you, my lord the king, the eyes of all Israel are on you to announce to them who shall sit on the throne of my lord the king after him. Otherwise it will happen, when my lord the king shall sleep with his fathers, that I and my son Solomon will be considered criminals." And look, while she was still speaking with the king, Nathan the prophet came in. And they told the king, saying, "Look, Nathan the prophet." And when he came in before the king, he bowed himself before the king with his face to the ground. And Nathan said, "My lord, king, have you said, 'Adonijah shall be king after me, and he shall sit on my throne?' For he has gone down today and has sacrificed oxen and fatlings and sheep in abundance, and has invited all the king's sons, and the commanders of the army, and Abiathar the priest. Look, they are eating and drinking before him, and say, 'Long live King Adonijah.' But me your servant, and Zadok the priest, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and your servant Solomon, he has not invited. Has this thing been brought about by my lord the king, and you haven't told your servants who should sit on the throne of my lord the king after him?" Then King David answered, "Summon Bathsheba to me." So she came into the king's presence, and stood before him. And the king vowed, saying, "As the Lord lives, who has redeemed my soul out of all adversity, most certainly as I vowed to you by the Lord, the God of Israel, saying, 'Assuredly Solomon your son shall be king after me, and he shall sit on my throne in my place,' so I certainly will do this day." Then Bathsheba bowed with her face to the ground, paying homage to the king, and said, "Let my lord King David live forever." And King David said, "Summon to me Zadok the priest, Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada. They came before the king. The king said to them, "Take with you the servants of your lord, and have Solomon my son ride on my own mule, and bring him down to Gihon, and have Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet anoint him the king over Israel. Blow the trumpet, and say, 'Long live King Solomon!' Then you shall come up after him, and he shall come and sit on my throne, for he shall be king in my place. I have appointed him to be prince over Israel and over Judah." Benaiah the son of Jehoiada answered the king, and said, "Amen. May the Lord, the God of my lord the king, say so. As the Lord has been with my lord the king, even so may he be with Solomon, and make his throne greater than the throne of my lord King David." So Zadok the priest, and Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and the Kerethites and the Pelethites, went down, and caused Solomon to ride on King David's mule, and brought him to Gihon. Zadok the priest took the horn of oil out of the tent, and anointed Solomon. They blew the trumpet, and all the people said, "Long live King Solomon!" All the people came up after him, and the people piped with pipes, and rejoiced with great joy, so that the earth split open at their sound. Adonijah and all the guests who were with him heard it as they had made an end of eating. When Joab heard the sound of the trumpet, he said, "Why is this noise of the city being in an uproar?" While he yet spoke, look, Jonathan the son of Abiathar the priest came, and Adonijah said, "Come in, for you are a worthy man, and bring good news." Jonathan answered Adonijah, "No, our lord King David has made Solomon king. The king has sent with him Zadok the priest, Nathan the prophet, Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and the Kerethites and the Pelethites, and they have caused him to ride on the king's mule. Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet have anointed him king in Gihon. They have come up from their rejoicing, so that the city rang again. This is the noise that you have heard. Also, Solomon sits on the throne of the kingdom. Moreover, the king's servants came to bless our lord King David, saying, 'May your God make the name of Solomon better than your name, and make his throne greater than your throne.'" And the king bowed himself on the bed. Also thus said the king, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who has given one to sit on my throne this day, my eyes even seeing it." All the guests of Adonijah were afraid, and rose up, and each man went his way. Adonijah feared because of Solomon, and he arose, and went, and caught hold on the horns of the altar. It was told Solomon, saying, "Look, Adonijah fears King Solomon, for, look, he has laid hold on the horns of the altar, saying, 'Let King Solomon swear to me first that he will not kill his servant with the sword.'" Solomon said, "If he shows himself a worthy man, not a hair of him shall fall to the earth, but if wickedness be found in him, he shall die." So King Solomon sent, and they brought him down from the altar. He came and bowed down to King Solomon, and Solomon said to him, "Go to your house."